I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
As we've just heard, it seems that some Americans still do use skin color, race, and ethnicity to sort out who belongs and who doesn't. Finding a way to respond is the subject of our latest This I Believe essay. Here with more is series curator Jay Allison. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Michelle. Stephanie Disney's essay was inspired by a question. It's a question that she doesn't like and doesn't want to hear, especially in front of her daughter, who's the subject of a lot of strangers' questions. And this essay, Stephanie tells us, represents her answer. Here's Stephanie Disney with her essay for This I Believe.
Looking at my daughter, the clerk behind the counter asks, "What is she?" Since this is not the first time I've heard this question, the stored-up, smart-aleck answers swirl through my mind. Instead, understanding that I am my daughter's role model for handling life issues, I stifle the negativity and respond, "She's beautiful and smart and well-behaved, too." The clerk says, "Oh," and glances at me, wondering if I just didn't understand the question, and I smile, because I understood the question right away, but I'm only just now beginning to understand the real answer, that family is defined by bonds much deeper than birth or skin color or genetics. Like anyone lucky enough to experience found love, I believe that family is defined only by the heart. I met my daughter, Rudy, while working as an audiologist at the Commission for Children with Special Health Care Needs. She was a small, quiet, non-communicative 2.5-year-old, and my heart recognized her immediately. I am the whitest of white women, and my daughter is some indefinable combination of all that is beautiful from at least 3 races. Curly dark hair, petite features, freckles, a golden tan skin tone, 1 blue eye, and 1 brown. If her race had only 1 name, it would be perfection. My daughter and I share so much in common, it never occurs to me that others may not see us as a family. That's why I was startled the first time a stranger inquired about my daughter's race and our relationship. I had forgotten that we didn't look alike. The next time I was asked, I politely explained that we are mother and daughter and that Rudy's race is unknown. The 20th time somebody asked about my daughter's race and our relationship, I explained why the questions were inappropriate. The 40th time somebody asked, I just pretended not to hear. Now, after much time to reflect about the purpose of these questions, I understand. I understand that everyone wants love and acceptance, and these are such rare gifts that when people see them freely demonstrated, they are compelled to seek the source. Recently, Rudy surprised me when a white-haired lady, standing right beside us, asked if I was her mother. Rudy threw the lady a disbelieving glance and said, "Well, she helps me with multiplication, fixes my hair, kisses me, and we both have freckles on our noses. Who else could she be?" When Rudy asks me to explain why people need to ask questions like that, I tell her not to worry. It's the answers that really matter. The questions of race and family can be complicated, to be sure, but I believe all of the answers can be found by seeing people first with the heart.
That was Stephanie Disney with her essay for This I Believe. Michelle, Stephanie also has a son, and she says that people often ask if both her children were adopted. The answer she likes best is, "You know what? I forget." And Michelle, we want to hear from your listeners about their beliefs in family or faith or the ideas that have guided their lives. They can find information about This I Believe, along with the more than 50,000 essays submitted so far for our series, at npr.org. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison. Back to you, Michelle.
Thank you, Jay. You can see more about today's essay and the This I Believe series by going to our website on the Tell Me More page of npr.org. Throughout the program, we've been talking about the 7th anniversary of September 11th. Earlier, we asked you to tell us how September 11th changed the country. If you'd like to share your thoughts, please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. You can visit our blog on the Tell Me More page of npr.org. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to all those who suffered on that day. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.